Today we'll be in 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 10. You know, it's good to be here today to be able to celebrate the light more than the darkness. We come to this day and it's Halloween, and it really grieves my spirit. The last week I've really been in travail on this darkness that is celebrated. And I used to be big in Halloween, big. Heather would say I know all kind of stats from horror movies and decorated for Halloween, and you know, and when I truly came to Christ, my heart started changing for this season.
Thank God.
Yeah, I was big into it, big. I mean, I can hit you stats of horror movies, actors, just like crazy. And you know, I look at the church and how it presents itself on this day, and it really grieves my heart to see it. And this is basically what this message is today. The title of this message is, Where Does Your Heart Lie? On Darkness or Light? That is the title, Where's Your Heart Lies? On Darkness or Light? 1 John, chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which you have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But we walk in light as He is in the light. We are fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10, if we say that we have not sin, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. As we bow, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we just come today in Your presence, in Your name, God, I pray that the Holy Spirit just pours out of me and reaches those around, God. I pray that it touches the hearts, it changes the thought patterns, God, that it just motivates the spirit for light instead of darkness. A light that shines within our workplaces, God, within our school systems, God, within our just daily life, God, that we are that light that people will see and they will be attracted to that light, because we know that light and darkness can't exist together. God, let our light shine so others will ask. They're attracted to us. Oh, they can see fakeness. And they see it in the many churches today, the fakeness, the double life, the serving two masters. We cannot serve two masters. It's very clear. We will hate the one, love the other. There's no in-between game, no in-between points. God, let our light shine. Where does our heart lie? Is it fully invested, dedicated, committed to a life that is holy and righteous, God? Lord, let our heart yearn for more of You and less of ourselves. Let our life reflect that change that's took place. Oh, let's not look like this world. Let's look like Jesus inside of us. Let's be that light. God, I pray for those that are on our prayer list. God, we lift them up to you, God. We pray over our nation in the time of turmoil, the anti-God that's been running for years now. God, our America's pulling and pulling more away from God. And when we pull more away from God, God, hand of judgment will fall on America and rip her apart as it's happening now in front of our eyes. Let our hearts be grieved. Let our prayers cry out daily. Let our study of your word be more important than anything else in our life. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So when we look at this message, and I'll tell you, this message, it will not be received well. There will be other people out there, and other people are supposed to be watchmen standing and supposed to be saying, this is what the Word of God says. You know me, I'm all about what the Word of God says. Your opinion is your opinion. What does the Word of God say? They will look at this message today, and you may look at this message today and just look at a foolish man up here trying to warn you and turn away from where you're at in your life to the real truth of the gospel. You may say, I ain't listening to him. It may go out one ear out of the other, and that will be on you one day when you're looking at God and he looks down on you and he said, this is your judgment. No more. I gave you all the warnings I could give you. You choose not to listen. You choose to celebrate darkness over light. You are not my child. You are a child of Satan. You want to worship darkness? I give you darkness. The ultimate darkness. Hell. You see, most of our churches here in America are lukewarm. They are indifferent. They are progressive. They could care about what the Bible says, and they're hoping you're not studying the Word of God. I want to tell you, we should know the Word of God better than any preacher up here in the pulpit. Because when he says something, we are supposed to test it by the Word of God. And I say this as I always, everything that comes about mine, you test it with the Word of God. If it's not lining up with the Word of God, call me out. You don't hear that in pulpits. They don't want to be called out. I know I'll be thrown under the bus and ran over. That's all right. I'm not called to be popular. I am called to be a watchman in these last days. To rattle and wake up the churches of America and say, wake up! Our time is almost up. God is almost done with us because we choose to compromise who we are in Christ. Do you know Halloween is steadily gaining ground on Christmas? It is steadily going. I believe one day it will be the number one celebrated holiday in America, Halloween. Now you know my thoughts on Christmas. Christmas is a time that we jointly or supposedly to join as a church nationally to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, he may not have been born on that day, and there's thoughts on it, but it's a day as a nation we used to be together in the church house to celebrate that day. But that day is fading. It's fading. In 2014, the National Retail Federation annual consumer spending survey revealed that Americans spent a whopping $7.4 billion to celebrate Halloween. $2.8 billion on the costumes, which goes down to $1.1 billion for children costumes, $1.4 billion for adults. Another $2 billion is spent on the demonic decorations and the rest on candy. A recent survey, September 22, 2021, consumer spending on Halloween-related items is expected to reach an all-time high, $10.14 billion, up from 8, $8.05 billion in 2020. America plans to spend more than ever to make Halloween memorable. National Retail former President CEO Matthew Shaum, retailers have implied that a number of measures such as Halloween products earlier than normal to ensure the shelves are stocked with seasonal candy, decor, and other items ahead of this important holiday. Estimate 65% of Americans who celebrate Halloween participate in Halloween activities this year, up from 58% in 2020, comparable with 68% in 2019 before the COVID-19 pandemic. This is crazy. Crazy. Just think about it. The number of Americans planning to decorate for Halloween is par on last year's spike in interest, meaning it has increased. It has increased. What's going on? When I was writing this sermon, I had to change it. I'm like, something's up. I'm like, what are they doing? The Holy Spirit sees you. He just communicates with me. I'm like, what are y'all doing? What is the church doing? My Lord. I post a full article on our Facebook page so you can go back and look at it. Halloween is darkness. Do you get that? I post several articles throughout the week on Halloween. I encourage you to go back and look at them. Probably quite a few. But, you know, a little snippet of it. Here is Halloween. Its roots is in witchcraft. Witchcraft. The Druids. Paganisms. Are undeniable. It's a pagan root. If you examine the history of Halloween, one thing we would find very quickly is that it's based on ancient pagan religion, on the Celtics in the Northern Ireland, their celebration of festivals of the dead known as Samhain. In the Northern Ireland, a class of ruthless priests known as Druids ruled Northern Ireland through occult terror and human sacrifice for centuries. Human sacrifice. According to Ronald Hitt, the Stations of Sun, A History of Ritual Year in Britain, the Samhain refers to the Celtic holiday custom all the way up to the 19th century. Today, in Ireland, celebrates Halloween with fireworks and displays. It's the only nation on the earth that recognizes Halloween as a national holiday. Children in Ireland are given weeks off from school for its observance. Halloween, as we know today, is a modernized version of the Druid Festival of the Dead. The powerful Druid priests were deemed kings of the cult practice. They were known for worshiping evil spirits and sacrificing humans to their demonic god. This is Halloween. The Celts celebrate the Day of Death in anticipation of the dark, cold winter months. The eve of Samhain marks a special time of the year where the Druid talk, the demons, the souls, the gods, they were unleashed on this world. Being a blessing or a habit, trick or treat. And destruction on the unsuspected souls. That's just a brief description of Halloween. According to Anton LaVey, this name, he was the founder of the Church of Satan in 1966, by the way. If you want curious how imperative this is, the Satan Church, witch covenants are growing faster at exponential rates than the Christian Church. What's going on? Might want to look at yourself and see what's going on. He found the Church of Satan, and it says Halloween is the third highest day of the satanic calendar for Satanists. LaVey wrote in the Satanic Bible, and I've looked at this. I had to grieve my soul studying this week and the past few years looking at this stuff just to get my head around how demonic this holiday is. And after one own birthday, the two major satanic holidays are what they call Howl Pool Young Night. That is the witch's night. Some would say this is around April 30th to May 1st, and then Halloween. The official website for the Church of Saints states their freaking ass question page, Halloween is a time when the masses reach down inside and they touch the darkness, for which for us, Satanists, is a daily mode of existence. Thank you guys for dressing up in costumes and painting your faces and acting like witches. Thank you. You're helping us. As they freely indulge their fantasies by donning costumes that allow for intense role-playing and release of their demonic core. Satanists on this night, they look at these practices of Satan, they smile at these amateur explorers of their own inner darkness, for we know they enjoy that brief dip in that pool of shallow world. We encourage their tenacious fantasies, their candid indulgence, the wide-ranging evocation of the anesthetics on tolerating such demonic versions, even if it's just one time a year. So that's a thank you to Satan Church. Thank you, guys, if you participate in this holiday. When we listen to this, can we look at it and say Halloween is light? And if you don't believe me, you can go on our Fisher and I post like 6 articles. If you're only get into it, if you don't you ain't convinced that this is not darkness, this ain't demonic. You see, this should be an easy question, right? But no, it's not. Why? Because the church is lukewarm. The church is indifferent. The church has compromised their position on the Word of God. Darkness is darkness. It's not my opinion. It's what the Word of God says. Kids dressing up. Goblins, ghosts, witches, encouraging. If you really want to get more specific on things, when you look at the Marvel and the DC universe, they are demonic. When you look even at Disney, they are demonic. They are encouraging our kids to get into witchcraft. Look at Harry Potter, one of the highest grossing book sales. And I've seen churches glorifying it. You know, if in our schools they have curriculum that supports Harry Potter in the curriculum. Harry Potter is witchcraft, is casting spells. Oh, how we let our children watch this stuff. And then we wonder when they get 20, they say, I don't want nothing to do with God. And we're scratching our heads. Really? Raise them in church. 1 hour a week, the rest of the day, you indoctrinate with demonic movies. You're not in tune with what the school is teaching them. And then you wonder why they're leaving the church in masses. We need to wake up. Some say, hey, you know, we're going to do trunk and treat. Okay. But then they encourage people to dress up and their children like demonic creatures and do this. How are you bringing the glory of God? Oh, we got black casts and we got these little hats. Oh, you're encouraging witchcraft. You're letting Satan come into your church. You wonder why your church is not growing. You wonder why your light ain't shining. You wonder why, because you have let darkness come into your life. Oh, are we going to wake up before it's too late? Before the church is completely the church of God, the true church of God is demolished. Oh, how our government loves it. You notice they're saying, okay, for Thanksgiving, y'all might need to do a virtual. For Christmas, y'all might need to do a virtual. They didn't say nothing about Halloween being virtual. Go out there. We want you to celebrate Satan. We want America to be under, we want it to be satanic. We want your children, these guys like Anti LaVey and other Satanists, that we're coming for your children. And then guess what? They said, we're getting them and we're taking them and you're doing nothing about it. You're just sitting there letting this lie keep. You're staying busy. You're keeping everything distracted. Satan wants to keep you busy being under his yoke. Just cut the TV on. Let it babysit our children. Shame on you. Darkness. 1 John 1:5-10 says this. We'll just go back to those scriptures and read back over that. I kind of want that in those scriptures to resonate there. This is then the message which we have heard of him declare unto you, that God is light. It didn't say God is dark. He said he is light. And in him there is no darkness. Why would we encourage darkness around us if there is no darkness in him at all? If we say we have fellowship with him, oh, I am a Christian, I am a disciple. We say that. But we walk in darkness, we lie. I didn't write this. And do not the truth. But if he walk in light as he is in light, we have fellowship with one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. His word is not in us. Darkness. There is no darkness in our God. Acts 26:18 said, to open their eyes and turn from the darkness to the light, the power of Satan, darkness, unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sin inherent among them which are sanctified by faith in that in me. Satan is dark. God is light. When we look at Satan, who is Satan? John 8:44 said, those that practice this darkness, you are the father, the devil, the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abound in him the no truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar, he's a father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. See, John was saying, I'm trying to tell you something, but you believe me not. Jesus trying to tell y'all a truth. Do you believe him? He that is of God, hear God's words. Ye therefore hear them not. You don't hear it. You don't receive it. Because you are not of God. You are of Satan. Period. Jesus is clear here. The truth of God's word is the final authority. Whatever I say that counters the word of God is my opinion. But when I quote from scripture and the Holy Spirit is pouring into me and saying, this is what God's word is saying, and you say, I will reject it, I will not listen to it, you reject God. At that point, he will reject you if you don't turn from your wicked ways, if you don't turn from your sin and turn to the true living God. Galatians 5:16-21 says this. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. Ye shall not fill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the flesh, and these are contrary one of the other. So you cannot do the things that you would. But ye be led of the Spirit. You are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. These are the works of the devil. They are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, Hate, variance, immolation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, which I tell you as before, as I told you in time past, that which you do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. What he's saying, you practice these and you enjoy these, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, you will celebrate witchcraft, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, I will not ignore, I will ignore this preacher, I will keep doing what I want. One day you will regret that decision because God is trying to pull you and get your attention. You choose not to disown you. Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reproof them. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, the strength from the appearance of evil. I could keep on going. Like I said, when we look out in this world, when the church of Satan is growing in membership faster than the Christian church, when the witch covets are growing faster, why would you support it? And believe it or not, dressing, role-playing, encouraging movie watching about witchcraft, you are supporting their ministry. Don't think you're not. You are. You may not like that, but it's the truth. And you keep on doing this, and you don't feel that grief from the Holy Spirit, then there's something wrong with your heart. It's going, you should be grieved by the Holy Spirit, because that is darkness. That is darkness. And we are not supposed to be children of darkness. We are supposed to be children of light, right? Colossians 1:13 says, who that deliver us from the power of darkness, the power of darkness, the power of evil, have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and in whom we redeem, or have that redemption to the blood, even the forgiveness of sins. John 8:12 says, then said Jesus to them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 3:16-21 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. It don't stop there. 18 said, he that believe on him is not condemned, but he that believe not is condemned already, because he did not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light came into the world. Jesus came into this world. And man loved darkness. That hasn't changed. Rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that do evil, celebrate evil. The light. They hate the light. Neither comes to the light, lest their deeds shall be reproved, meaning they come repentance in their hearts. But he that do truth comes to light, and his deeds may be made manifest that are wrought in God. I'm going to tell you, when you got Jesus in your life, you truly got him, and that light is shining, you will have no participation in the darkness. Even if it's just one day of the week or one day of the year, you will not have nothing to do with it, because you want to shine the light of God. Instead of doing all this stuff, celebrating darkness in our churches, introducing Harry Potter, letting kids, and encouraging the watching of Disney, and dressing like Disney characters, and DC and Marvel, I'm telling you, they're anti-God. I would never let my child watch them if I had a child. Amazing what we let our kids watch. Disney is very open about demonic. You don't believe me? Do your research. Walt Disney people don't know, he was a cultist. He was a Satanist. Just amazing. We are light. We are not supposed to have participation in the darkness. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. He walked in this world. He lived this life. He was sinless. His light radiated from His very being. You think Jesus, if He was here today in person, He would be celebrating Halloween? That's your question. You think He would say, "Hey, trunk or treat, I like that. Let's go do this. Woo, candy." That's what I'm talking about. No, He will rebuke them in the name of Jesus. And you know what they will do? They will kick Him out of His church and say, "Get out. We don't need you. We don't want you." And you see today that's what's happening in the church. They're kicking Jesus right out the door because they don't want to be reproved. They don't want to be cracked by the Holy Spirit because we are fallen as a nation in our understanding of who God is and how holy and righteous He is. Oh, when we wake up before America's removed, before God removes His hand completely and destroys America. Removes the title. You ever thought why America's not mentioned in the Bible? Just ponder that. Ponder that. I know some people try to use symbolic symbols. They say the eagle's America. It's symbolic. Some say, "Oh, great nations, that was included." We don't know. But I know one thing, God will not honor wickedness being celebrated. He will remove His hand. I believe that has started. And the trajectory, how it's going, I don't see it ending. Because the church does not want to wake up. They will look at this message and they will rebuke me. You guys may be doing that right now. This madman up here preaching. One day they may lock me in a padded cell. It's probably going to happen. You can keep doing what you want. Bowing your head to Satan. But we are supposed to be light, not dark. Romans 10, 8 through 11 says this. "But what said it? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth, in thy heart, the word of faith which we preach. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart man believes unto righteousness." Now, we look at these scriptures and they're going, a lot of people, when they're preaching on this, they will bypass the important words here, like righteousness. "And with the mouth confess is made into salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on it shall not be ashamed." They will bypass that word righteousness. We are supposed to be righteous for a righteous God. For He is righteous. He calls us to be holy and to live a life that is holy. Not endorsing unholy practices. You can go into quite a bit on these scriptures, but when you are coming to Jesus and you're laying your heart there, you're committing your heart to Him. You say, "I believe in You, Lord. I believe in Your Son. I believe in that birth, death, that the death, that crucifixion, that resurrection. I believe that. Come into my heart. Oh, change me. Make me into who You need me to be. Nothing else in this life matters except You, God. Let Your light shine regardless what it may cost me. Oh, I don't care about my friends. I don't even my family. I love them, but if they won't reject me, so be it. I'll still pray for them. But I'm going to stand on the Word of God regardless what is going on. Oh, I will stand. I don't care what other churches around say. Oh, look at him. He's being too extreme. You don't need to listen to that madman. Oh, I gave you scripture after scripture. Let them show me scripture. They can't. They won't because they are compromised. Oh, I may say something to hurt your feelings. Oh, I may need to say something to hurt your feelings to wake you up from your wickedness, from your sin. And Galatians tells us, those that do these works of the flesh while your repentant heart will not inherit the kingdom of God. You are not going to heaven regardless how this a preacher up there is trying to make you feel good about yourself. See, there's supposed to be a change, right? When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, He corrects you. Hebrews 12, 6 through 8 says this, "For whom the Lord loved, He chastens and scourge every son and that's daughter whom He receives. If ye endure chastening, God deal with you as with sons or daughters, for the son whom the father chastens not. If He doesn't chasten you, for you are wet out that chastening, that conviction, whereof you are partaker, thereof all are partakers that are supposed to be children of God, disciples. If you don't, Hebrews 12, 6 through 8, the word of God says you are a bastard and you're not a son or daughter. I don't know you. One day you will have to look. Oh, Jonathan will have to look at God and say, did you do what I told you to do? I'm like, yes, sir, I did. I will yield to you until the day my last breath is extinguished from this body. I am going to do what you have called me to do, regardless how those don't want. I may be up on the street up here preaching with a sign. They're like, look at that madman, that sign. Repent, time is near. Repent, time is near. God is coming back. Oh, we ain't listening. We'll go to our church. That man's just mad. Our pastor, he's good. He knows the word better. He don't talk much about scripture, but that's all right. I like that. Oh! Our life should be lived through the word of God. Every word that proceeds out of that man's up there should be a reflection of scripture. Your opinion will not matter unless it's backed by the word of God. You can justify as much as you want. You can keep watching that garbage you want. You can keep celebrating the demonic holidays. And God will. I'm going to tell you, when you do that, you open yourself up to demonic attachments. You may have demonic leeches. All they need is one day. Demons will leech onto you. I do a whole spiritual warfare study on my website. I got about 2 years of spiritual warfare studies on that thing. And I'm going to tell you, and I can show you, time ain't going to permit. Demons can leech onto you and suck you dry. You open yourself one night, a demon can come in and latch onto you, and he can stay attached on you the rest of the year. You're wondering what's going on. The devil can not really possess you. Some will argue on that, but he can repress you. He can leech on you and drain you dry. Why? Not because of God. You have allowed that spirit to come into your life and leech onto you. And you can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You can come to the power of the Holy Spirit and you can get on your knees and repent of the darkness. You don't have to be confused on what darkness is. You can look at the scripture. That's dark, that's dark. I encourage you guys to look. Do a Bible study on light and darkness. Do a Bible study on witchcraft and what it is. You can see it all the way from the very beginning to the very end. What is witchcraft? In a general form, witchcraft is anything that celebrates and glorifies Satan. And there's a lot of that going on. Amen. You can repent. You can turn away in the blood of Jesus. And of course, you guys ever have any questions I'm always available. As we close this, I could go on probably a little bit longer on this. I have put articles on our Facebook page. Go back. Testimonies of past Wiccans, cultists. Will probably blow your mind. It should. Take home message. Where does your heart lie? Darkness or light? When we look at that key verse, 1 John 1:5-10, I encourage you guys to go back and just read over it. Do you think within God there is darkness? Based off that scriptural reading, I gave a ton. And these scriptures I also post on the Facebook, so if you want to go back, I know I go pretty fast on scriptures, and trust me, I could go all day just pointing to scripture, to scripture, to scripture, because that's how a man of God is supposed to be. He is supposed to point to scripture, not his opinion. There's too many opinions in the pulpit and not backing it up with scripture. We are supposed to back everything up with scripture. It amazes me. They don't. And they're popular. Millions, making millions. They don't back anything. Why? Because the congregation is not holding them accountable. The congregation is not truly studying their Bible. If they truly were, they would back away and leave that church. Or they would call that guy out there for him to repent of his not teaching the Word of God. Or if he could not, he needs to be resigned. He needs to step down. Will you look at Halloween as being light? Human sacrificing? Demonic worship? Will you call that light? Why will you celebrate it then? Why? If you are truly wanting to glorify light, why will you subject yourself if it's just one day of darkness? And open yourself to demonic attachment. And these demons, they ain't no joke. Satan, IQ would blow your mind how smart Satan is. And his demons are too. All he needs one night to attach to you. And they would cause your life literally hell for the rest of the year. Unless you get deliverance. God is light. Where does your heart lie? Do you think dressing up in costumes, doing trick-or-treating? You think this is glorifying God's name? When you look at the scriptures like Galatians 5, when it says those who are practicing witchcraft will not inherit the kingdom of God. If that don't grieve your spirit and you keep on doing it, then there's something wrong with your spirit. It goes out of one ear, out of the other, and you choose to ignore the passages that were presented today. Well, we know, then you know where your heart lies. In darkness, not light. Your eyes can be open today. And you can repent. As long as you have breath in your body, you can repent. And you can say, I will not do that next year. Instead, I will choose to glorify God. And I am not against doing things at church. We can still sing on that day. We can still preach. We can still eat. But dressing up. You can still do things for the kids. But they don't need to be associated with Halloween. The cats, the witches, the wands, all that is demonic. All that needs to be separate and called out. The preacher needs to get up here and educate on Halloween even. Preach a sermon like this about Halloween, just on how demonic it is. And then we can all still have fellowship without Halloween as the theme. Trunk or treat. Why do you only use treat? That is part of Halloween. Let's do trunk and praise Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, that we can't track the world over there. Oh, you can track all the demons that will come into your church. And then you're wondering why your church is just falling apart. Entertain the spirits. As we have a verse or two of invitation, where does your heart lie? Does it lie on God, light? Does it lie on darkness, Satan?
Page 123.